I have a challenge for the indie web community. Something I want to do. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to design specs and talk about ideals and how it'll be great when we have it. You know how you have what you guys call posse, P-O-S-S-E. Now, I mean, this is nothing new, of course. Really, I've been trying to do this, as I imagine, like, literally everyone who does blogging software has been trying to do this for, well, ever since there was Facebook and Twitter and, I don't know, Medium. That was the other one I wanted to get into. Then, you know, Twitter, obviously only with links, but... See, that's where the whole thing breaks down, is that each one of these systems has their own idea of what a post is, and they don't agree with each other. The worst one was Google Reader. I mean, you have to include Google Reader. It's because it's a reader. It's where people, I mean, it's gone, of course, but it's been replaced and whatever. It defines a product category, and it broke some of the big rules, too. Like, you know, you couldn't push a tweet through there. People blame Twitter for getting rid of their RSS feeds, but you take a little slightly deeper look at it and realize that there really wasn't a way to produce an RSS feed for Twitter that would make it through Google Reader. There is a way to do an RSS feed for it because RSS feed very specifically allows for items that don't have titles. Very simple reason is that my blog has items without titles. Had it way before RSS existed. So, of course, I made sure that RSS could do that. Let me read the spec. It says titles are optional. You have to have one of a title or description. You can't, like, do it without one of those. You have to have a little bit of text to go with whatever else you're putting on your little payload there for an item. Well, why don't we just fucking do it already? See, here's the deal. Let's make new software or adapt existing software to make it posse compatible. You can call it posse. If you make this work, I'll call it posse. But, I call it text casting because it's like the same philosophy as podcasting with text. See, with podcasting, you don't have this problem. Why don't we have this problem? Because we realized we had the problem before we came out with it. And so we made sure that that there were standards that had to be met, and they were met. MP3. If you can't play an MP3, you're really stretching it if you call that podcasting. If you can't ingest it via an RSS 2.0 feed, well, no, you don't have a podcast. I'm not sure they could, the podcasting clients, I was looking at this today, I'm not sure they could handle title list items, but for some reason people seem to not mind, because you have to do a lot of writing with the podcast anyway, it seems. That's the convention. I don't. I mean, this podcast, it's going to appear as a, it'll be a little paragraph, probably at the top of my blog today, scripting.com. And if you go to my RSS feed mixed in with everything else that's there, there will be, and this item will have an enclosure on it, and the enclosure will have the required three elements. And maybe your podcast reader can't read it, but I'll tell you what, it should be able to read it. It should not display items, you know, your podcast reader should not display items that don't have enclosures. And there you are. And if it doesn't have a title, here's the secret. Don't display a title. Leave it out. And if it doesn't look good, either accept that it doesn't look good, which, believe me, you publish plenty of things that don't look good, or make it look good. Go think about it. Look at it. Try ideas out. Go for a walk. Ship a version. Hear the users complain. See if they get used to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do it. Create software that works that way. And if there's enough of it, we will have something worth talking about. Think about it. Okay, that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.